Where were you born?
I was born in Thailand, and then I came over to the United States when I was 3 years old.
What did everyone call you?
My name means daughter and mom, so they call me that. Or when I was very little, my parents called me I.
What was it like when you were a child?
When I was a child, I enjoyed sleeping over a lot with my cousins, and I enjoyed playing games and playing house with the girls.
What kind of game do you play?
I learned Chinese jump rope in fifth grade. Well, in school, I enjoyed playing dodgeball, hopscotch, and tetherball. I was pretty good at dodgeball.
What other memory do you have to share with me?
One of my memories is overcoming my fear of water. While I was in third grade, I was learning to swim. I went fishing with my dad and I fell in and almost drowned. So when I was rescued, I couldn't go back in the pool to finish my swimming lessons. So I didn't learn how to swim that summer, but then in my fourth grade, my parents enrolled me again and I was able to go swim. So today I'm a pretty strong swimmer. If you fall in the water, I can rescue you with no fear of water.
Can you tell me about your family?
Sure. I have three sisters and two brothers. I'm the second oldest. I'm from Wisconsin, so we don't have a lot of Hmong family up there. But I'm really close to my sibling because we don't have anyone. And my parents, they're traditional too, so they're from Laos. But they have assimilated and have adopted some of the holidays here, such like Christmas.
When you came to the United States?
I came to the United States in in the fall of 1986. I was 3 years old, so I don't have a lot of memory, but I remember the year for sure, though.
Well, what is like?
It was really different because in Thailand, I remember our house and I have pictures of it. So we were always around Hmong people, but when we came over here in Wisconsin, we were sponsored by the church. So we didn't know anyone. We knew our sponsor and they were Americans and they were really nice and sweet to us, but we didn't understand them. And they always brought us American food and we didn't know what it was to eat American food. We missed it, Hmong food. We didn't know where to go get rice. There was no Asian store. But I grew up eating milk and cereal, so I'm used to that. But my parents' diet was not milk and cereal, so it was hard for them to find where there was a rice store or have rice because there's no Asian store in Wisconsin at that time.
Did your family know how to speak English when they came here?
No, my parents did not know how to speak English when we came here. We didn't know what English was, but we talked a lot to our sponsor through like showing them, and they show us a lot of things. I remember mom telling us that our sponsor showed how to use the stove and flush the toilet. And then we had our first cousin that was here already, and they knew a little, enough to get it around, or they knew how to drive, but they didn't know how to read the signs for like driving when they used to tell us stories about driving.
Thank you for sharing your interview with me.
You're welcome.